I'd like to share briefly with you about the quantum acupuncture points that go with pimento berry. I always find that a little bit of knowledge and understanding about things goes a long way, and it allows us to drop in with greater depth into any practice that we do. And in a time of great superficiality, we are bombarded with so much superficial and artificial content and experience. It becomes increasingly important to, and I really think of it as a kind of spiritual battle that we are able to take on at this time, should we choose to do it. And it's a spiritual battle with the mundane. It's a spiritual battle with focusing our energy and our attention and our intention on that which has depth, on that which matters. And part of that process is using our consciousness, using our wits, using our cleverness, using our intellect to learn more about things that matter, to learn quality information, and not just to learn it, but to digest it and to assimilate it and to let it become part of us so that we can transmit what it is that we've learned. And so it's for those reasons that I wanted to share with you a bit about these quantum acupuncture charts, or points, excuse me. If you're an acupuncturist, then you already have some sense and understanding, and you may find this less interesting. If you're not an acupuncturist, you'll probably find it a little more interesting. So let's, I'm going to pull up the chart here, and we'll start with the first one, stomach 12. The name listed there is empty basin, and one of the names that I learned for this point, the translation was broken bowl. And it's just above the clavicle there. This is a beautiful point that came to me when I was meditating with pimento berry. And part of the beauty of this point is that it helps us to pick up the pieces of ourself and glue them back together so that we can be an embodiment of divine vessel. What does that mean exactly? So part of our opportunity that we have as a human in this life is to be the conduit between heaven and earth. We are placed between heaven and earth. We can channel the energies of earth up and in, and we can channel the energies of the heavens down and in. We mix those two within us, and we have the opportunity to create in this life. When we become burdened by life, we can often, at different points in time, and we've probably all experienced this, we can shatter, we can break, we can bust open. The point broken bowl, the spirit of this point, is picking up those pieces and gluing them back together so that we can again become a divine vessel, so that we can receive the nourishment and the energy of the earth. We can receive the divine nourishment and energy and messages of the heavens, and we can then create from that in this lifetime. The next point is heart 7. We've actually worked with heart 7, or we do work with heart 7 quite a bit in Healing Oil Collective. It is such a powerful point, the source point on the heart meridian. It's called Spirit's Gate, and it's a beautiful way to have the energy of an oil communicate directly with our heart, directly with the essence and spirit of our heart. So pimento berry, with all of its medicine of safety, of warmth, of circulation, it gets to deliver all of that medicine directly to the heart space and says, here you are, heart. You are safe. You are loved. You can receive nourishment. The next point is conception vessel 8. Spirit watchtower is one of the translations for this point, a very powerful point right inside the umbilical belly button. And it's a point that we don't needle in acupuncture, but it's brilliant to put certain essential oils there. We do recommend that you dilute the pimento berry to 50 to 25% essential oil to the rest carrier oil. Then you can put a little bit on your finger or on a little piece of cotton or a Q-tip and stick it inside the belly button and hold for 1 to 3 minutes until you feel a nice shift. And when you do this, you most likely will feel a kind of settling into your body, a dropping in and settling into your body, into your belly and solar plexus, a kind of coming home to yourself and a relaxation and ease at the solar plexus chakra. It's like all of the emotional material that we've been holding, either for ourselves or others, that's partially digested or just stuck there. Pimento berry helps us to start to digest and move and integrate. Powerful, powerful combination. And lastly, spleen 5, which is called Shang Mound. That's one of the translations. And this is a very beautiful point as well. When we use it in Chinese medicine in terms of acupuncture, we're using it oftentimes to tonify the spleen, which really translates in Western medicine to the pancreas, so helping us with regulating blood sugar. It also helps with imbalances in fluids, which we call dampness, lethargy or fatigue, also with the desire to lay down. Now, this could be literally, like so much fatigue that you need to lay down literally, or at the level of the soul. You know, you're tired, you're resigned, you just want to lay down, roll over. You've had enough. It can also treat abdominal distension that comes from stuckness of digestion. So we can look at all of those functions in relationship to the physical body, which is marvelous. But I also want you to, each time I talk about these things, extrapolate it and apply it to the level of the spirit and the soul. So helping to support the pancreas helps us to regulate blood sugar. Regulating blood sugar has to do with getting sweetness where it needs to be. So when we need help bringing sweetness into life, and if we need help releasing sweetness out to others, being able to both give freely in a helpful, healthy way and receive in a healthy way, think about this combination. Also, again, this desire to lay down, being either physiological, emotional, or spiritual. And then the distension in the abdomen or solar plexus. This can either be energetic or literal. This point is known to calm the spirit, help with mania, compulsive thinking, depression, and anxiety. It's a beautiful, pimento berry on spleen 5 is very beautiful for compulsive thinking, obsessive thinking, and worrisome thoughts. When we keep churning a thought over and over and over again under the guise of working on it, but actually it's just worry. And then lastly, this point and oil combination is really powerful for supporting the freedom of energy and movement up to the tongue. So it helps us with speaking our truth, helps us with the relaxation of the tongue so that we can speak what it is that's coming from our heart. Really important. Okay, thank you for listening, and I look forward to hearing from you your experiences of these quantum acupuncture points with pimento berry.